Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
And it is live today on Wednesday, and I want to encourage you, if you'd like to talk about something, the number is 1-866-917-7256. Call us. Kimberly is here in the studio with me, and we love the challenge and just the camaraderie and the fellowship. So if you'd like to call in. We're live today at 1 o'clock. It's so wonderful to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. Yes, good to be back. The guys who do my oil changes and maintenance on my van just shook their heads when I came in and they saw how many miles I put on my van in the last month. And it's just fun. It's fun to be able to travel and really follow the call of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who tugged at my heart and said, it's time to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Just get in the van and go.
That's right. And here, I can put 5,000 miles on maybe in 6 months. And, you know, Darren put 10,000 miles on each month. I mean, he was a go-getter. I mean, he was in the car and going from one place to another, always seeing friends and people and fellowshipping and getting stimulated by the conversation and being in restaurants, but always with brothers and sisters in the Lord. He just loved that kind of life.
I called him Papa. He was my second.
Yeah.
My second dad.
Yes.
My first dad loved to travel too.
He did.
I got it from both.
He got it. He loved it so much that he got a motorhome and he just went back.
That's all we did. Travel around. Did. Yes.
Oh, and now you're here and you challenge me, Kimberly. You really do. You challenge my mind and you challenge my spirit. So when you get here, I'm going, oh, goody, goody, Lord, you're going to teach me some more things. Because it's in talking with one another, Kimberly, I think a lot, I believe, I shouldn't even say think, I believe that a lot of God's work is done through our fellowshipping and our talking together.
Yes, it our really words, yes.
Yes.
And you will have opportunity to fellowship with us this Saturday. Mm-hmm. We have a meeting coming up, and I would love to see you. I hope you will call and join us. Let us know you're coming and join us on this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me. That number is 1-866-917-7256. And you can call at the end of this show because that number is into the studio. And if you do call, we can just call you right into the studio. But the meeting is Saturday. Breakfast at 8:30. The meeting is at 10 o'clock. We're going to have lunch on the patio. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I'm going to make my mom's goulash. And if you would like to have a side dish, an accompaniment dish there, you can just bring your best, your favorite salad and your most delicious dessert, and we're just going to have a wonderful time on the patio today.
Yes.
Saturday. Yes. Again, that number is 1-866-917-7256, and make your reservations for either the breakfast or the meeting. God bless you.
Mm. Well, it's going to be a good time.
It is.
I love this group. I love coming to Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's very different than Oklahoma. People in Oklahoma have so many churches and so many choices of places to plug in and find fellowship that they're not always, this is not fair of me to say this, so I'm so sorry for you who are listening from Oklahoma, but you'll probably agree with me, they're not always as hungry. Because it's not quite as much of a wilderness spiritually as it is in other places in the United States, especially in a state that is not quite as conservative. You don't have as many opportunities to really find that fellowship, find those believers that you can fellowship with. So anyway, I find the believers here to be so just on fire, so full of love. So it's so fun to be around all of that. And you know what? Maybe what I sense in Oklahoma is also after effects of the heat. It's so hot there. Everybody kind of just drags in, just panting.
Oh, and I love Oklahoma. When you go into grocery stores, you hear Christian music. It's just so different. Mm-hmm. I mean, immediately so different from the atmosphere here.
Yeah.
And that's why I love to find fellowship where people are enthusiastic about God.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Yes.
Yes.
Well, you've got a very interesting subject today. We're going to start today, probably continue tomorrow. We were talking around the table this morning about our struggle in our lives and got into Old Testament characters, how some of them really had to struggle in their growing up, maturing in God. So,
well, you kind of started it because you heard a sermon and it was around Romans 12. And we've spent a lot of time in Romans, but we'll go ahead and just pull it back up again today. Romans 12 and verses 1 and 2 says that I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. And it goes on there, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We were talking about that and how we take that on. We usually take it as our own personal struggle. Okay, I need to be transformed. I need to renew my mind. I need to present my body a living sacrifice.
And see what this teacher said, which it just blew my mind, because here I am 47 years in the Word of God, and that wasn't my first focus of Romans 12:1. My first focus is laying my body out every day as a living sacrifice, and that you were just talking about that. But he said, the mercies of God. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies and love of God.
Yes.
He's going to help you through this struggle that you're in. You're not doing this by yourself. And I thought, oh, what a refreshing sermon. It really is.
It takes the pressure off.
It does. Yes.
And for those of us who are constantly wrestling, and all of us do, you know, so it's constant. It's a constant wrestling, either that or we've given up. If you've given up, you're probably not even listening to me right now.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works. You know, we're wrestling and we're looking for what's next. What's the next step? What do we do? Right. What do we do? Really is a calling out to God and trusting God to do the work by the mercies of God.
Yes.
So we go through this life. This is what caused me to think, okay, we think we've got something to do, and we think we know how it works, and we've got to keep laying that down, keep laying it down. We go through life thinking that God knows everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so then laying that down and say, okay, I wonder. Now, you would look at me right away and say, God does know everything. Well, yes, he does. I totally agree. I agree. And I wonder, before God came to the earth to dwell in a flesh body, did he really know what it was like to wrestle in human flesh, to wrestle with the mind, with the culture, with what you've been born into? You're born into something completely different than eternity.
Well, you mentioned as a baby, and we realize that Jesus is God-man, or man-God.
100% God.
So when he was a baby, he had no inclination of what he was doing, because when we're small, when we're children, our first memories, I asked around the table last Thursday, what is your first memory, the thing that you remember as a little boy or a little girl? And they came up with some real interesting things, but Jesus, I'm sure, was all human in that aspect.
His brain hadn't developed the moment he was born.
That's right.
Because 100% human means your brain develops over time.
Yes. And that's maybe another way that we understand that he didn't start his ministry until he was 30, because his brain needed to be fully developed as man. And God understands that.
Yeah. So, okay, just thinking about that, sitting with that for a little bit, made me wonder, okay, how did he handle the wrestling, going back and forth with what you know to be true in your spirit, because you've learned it from the Word of God and who he is, and what you see what the culture tells you, what the habits are in your family. Mm-hmm. How do you wrestle back and forth? And of the three Hebrew patriarchs, Jacob was the one who did the most wrestling, right?
I know, the precious.
Abraham was the one who just really surrendered to what God asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your family, leave your home, your country that you were born into, leave. Okay, he leaves.
All your familiar surroundings. Mm-hmm. Now, what percentage of the population would be totally willing to do that?
Yeah, so there's Abraham. He's surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, he did what he was supposed to do. He walked out life the way he was supposed to walk it out. Jacob was the wrestler. And God blessed him. You know, it's not wrong to wrestle.
No.
God loves his God wrestlers. He does.
Yes.
He loves those that wrestle. You know how much he loves them? He gave Jacob the 12 sons that would become the 12 tribes of Israel, that would become God's people.
Yes. Oh, we've got a call. Hello.
Oh, this is John from Loveland, Colorado.
Well, John. Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, looking up to Jesus.
Yes. Have you been listening about how we have to struggle in this life?
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. I had to get to the phone, and it was a little bit difficult, so.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah. I couldn't memorize, let's see, 2 Chronicles 20:20 because it was too long. But I did memorize, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See that there is any offensive way in me.
Yes.
Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24.
That's wonderful.
That is great.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are you doing these days?
Well, I've been praying that I can get out of my comfort zone. It's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. But I go into the parking lot and share the message to people out there. And I get a lot of no's, but once in a while I'll get a yes. And when they hear it, they say, wow.
So glad you're a witness there. I really am, John. I'm so glad that you persevere through all. We're talking about struggling in this life and how you've persevered in your struggle in your life, John. I admire you so much.
I do, too. Yes. You have endurance.
Yes.
I love that.
That's right. And even when people say no, you just go on to the next one. Now, a lot of people, they would just go home and sit on their bed and say, well, that's it.
It didn't work out. Oh, and you just keep offering that beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Well, can I pray for you?
Yeah, what are you going to pray about?
Well, I'm praying that God will give you the wisdom and his love poured out in every area of your life. Mm-hmm. And Father God, I thank you for John. I thank you that you would be not only his teacher in helping him to learn all the scripture that he has learned, and oh, has he learned a lot of scripture, but Father, that your love would surround him as a shield, and he would know without a shadow of a doubt, even if he never had to go out in the parking lot and tell one more person, that you love him so much, mm-hmm. and your love is going to be for eternity, that when John leaves this earth, he's going to be in your arms immediately, Father God. I thank you and I praise you for this precious brother. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Mm. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Yes, praise you, Lord.
Oh.
Mm.
I love that you have the name John, and that John in the Bible, that disciple, knew he was really loved by Jesus.
Yes, it means gift.
Oh, yeah.
It means gift of God. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't. No.
Yeah, John means gift of God.
Oh, wow.
So you're God's gift to that place where you're living.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
I spoke to a pastor that I said, can I pray for a gift of God? And he said, what? And I guess maybe I didn't say it right, but I was trying to say that I want more faith. Mm. I want to ask God for more faith.
Mm. Well, that, yeah.
Even though we have a little faith, like a mustard seed, God is proud of that. So.
That's right. Yes, he is. Because when that little faith is all in him, then that little becomes much.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, John, it takes faith for you to go out into that parking lot and witness to people. That takes faith.
Yes.
So
yeah.
don't ever doubt the faith or minimize the faith that God has given to you. And as you pray, it says ask, and God will give it to you. As you want more faith, he'll give you more faith, brother. He really will. I don't think we ask enough. Do you? I don't think we ask God enough. No, we don't.
I think what we do, I think there's a lot of believers that say, well, I'll pray a short prayer, or I'll just pray and make it real quick and then go running off and see, and then if it happens, and then if it doesn't happen, they come back and say, well, come on, Lord, and really pray hard, but they don't... they don't spend time with the Lord too long.
That's
and
right.
Just a short, simple thing, what they want, and then run off.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah, you've got people pegged. That's so true of
sure
all of
do.
Us. We tend to get too busy.
Yeah. You probably, John, you probably didn't plan for your life to be like this.
No, I didn't.
That's right. And so you...
I was in a lot of sin, and... I was so scared of my dad, my earthly dad, and I didn't say anything to him for many, many years. And then I never did. And then confessed, you know, said what I was doing. And he said a few things, and then I went to a pastor. And I finally said, boy, I have to say 1 John 1:9. And when I confessed my sin, a big relief came off my shoulders.
Oh,
and I recognized
God.
It. And I said to the layman, well, what happened? And he said, I don't know. And so at that point, things changed completely.
Praise God. That's wonderful. Well, you have made, even though what you are living is not in your plans, you have gone along with God. You have really said, okay, Lord, every day is yours. I give my day to you, whatever you want me to do today, Lord. And that's exactly what he wants all of us to do.
Yeah, you have a beautiful testimony. Your life is a beautiful testimony.
Yes, John. Well, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay. And just one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I found a verse saying, the words in my mouth, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh.
I forgot the reference, though.
Oh, amen.
No, it's Psalm 19, verse 14. Oh, God
we
bless you.
We love that verse.
We love that verse.
What was it again?
Psalm 19, verse 14.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Well,
oh.
Done.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Well, you go out and you tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
We love you, John.
Yes, thank you for calling.
And take joy.
Yes. Take it. I
take
receive it.
We'll take it. You take joy, too. Bye.
Oh, I love that. Yes, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, God. And that is a way of quieting the struggle, quieting the wrestling that we have going on. When we bring the wrestling to God, whatever that is, and say, I just want to meditate on who you are, what you would do here. And we were talking about John the Baptist a little bit this morning.
Oh, yeah. And more than just a little bit.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because his disciples came to him wanting to know. Yeah. Well, okay. They must have had they must have been in John's presence and had John send them to Jesus.
That's right.
Because the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus and they wanted to know on behalf of John. They were asking, John wants to know, Jesus, are you the one who was prophesied to come, or should we wait for another? Okay, and this is in Matthew 11, if you want to read about that. And Jesus did send them away with an answer, go and tell John what you saw. What I think is easy to miss is that the question came from Jesus' cousin, his cousin. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's related, blood relative, mm-hmm. came from his cousin, and his cousin's in prison.
Yeah.
That's probably not what his cousin was expecting.
No. He was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was the one who introduced Jesus to the whole world then. Mm-hmm. His Messiah. Mm-hmm. And don't you believe that he thought in his mind that he had a greater ministry than getting locked up in prison?
And dying at 30 years old? We don't know exactly his age.
Around 33, yes.
But yeah, we're saying the words right here. He thought.
He thought.
He expected. Mm-hmm. You know, there it is. We expect something. We think it's going to go a certain way. And that's where the struggle starts happening. That's where the wrestling comes in.
Right.
He wanted to know, how in the world is this what God intended for me? I'm locked up in prison here.
Yes.
This can't be what God intended.
And are you the one?
Yeah.
Was I right in announcing you? Are you the one?
Well, isn't that a way of saying, get me out of here.
Yeah.
I know you're the one.
Yeah.
I know you're the one.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Get me out. What am I doing here? Right?
Oh, so many of us have said that.
Yeah,
oh,
we can relate,
different
can't we?
Situations. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
We can definitely relate.
Get me
relate.
Out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get into these situations and circumstances that feel like an obstacle in our life because of what we think and how we think life is going to go. And then we think, what is a loving God doing? Why would a loving God do this? Why would he allow this for my life? And there it is. Mm-hmm. We're wrestling.
Yeah.
We're wrestling with it. We're struggling with it. And Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice pleasing to God. It's like, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart that John was just saying on the radio here, let it be pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. Don't be conformed to how the world thinks and talks.
And the Passion says, don't be squeezed into the mold of this present age.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but be changed. Let yourself be changed. Let your mind be changed on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
By the renewing of your mind, be changed. Mm-hmm. This is describing that wrestling match that I'm talking about here. Yeah. So if I were in John the Baptist's shoes, I would be thinking, yep, I'm Jesus' cousin. We've got a lot of work to do together, right? Because we're relatives. So we're going to do this together. What am I doing in prison?
Yeah.
And all those thoughts are my own opinion. But learning to be changed, learning to let my opinion be changed,
yes.
and to have my mind submitted and surrendered to the circumstance that I'm currently in, accepting that, letting God be the one to take care of it, and just devote my time to praise mm-hmm. and worship, mm-hmm. Worshiping the one who's worthy of all my adoration, just spend the time worshiping him. That's how we renew our mind. And you had something happen to you just yesterday,
mm-hmm.
a really good example, I think, of your computer locking up and you were trying to finish some notes, and you have a lot to do in the ministry.
Yeah, to get the express out, to get all the core sheets out for the meeting,
yeah.
and to get these emails to people around the United States that I was communicating with. The whole thing locked up. I couldn't even type.
Mm.
I couldn't even type. I said, what is going on here? First time that has ever happened to me. And I'm struggling and struggling, trying one thing, probably getting it worse, but trying one thing and trying another thing. Pretty soon, I just sat back in the chair and it's like Holy Spirit said, I want you to leave it. I want you to leave it. I want you to go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to sit at the piano. I want you to be praising me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go to the Word and I want you to get into the Word. Now, that was at 9:30, and after an hour of being away from the office, I went back in. It's as if nothing had happened and everything was A-OK.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly, it was like God took over the keyboard, the computer, the monitor, everything. Mm-hmm. Every file that I'd mm-hmm. been in that was closing up on me.
Mm-hmm. And what's beautiful is that's how that worked out for you. When we enter his presence and start praising and worshiping him, it could work out a little bit differently. You know, it might have worked out to where you went back and my computer's still locked up. Okay, well, what's next, Lord? He will be the guide.
That's right.
And he will be the one that causes it all to work out for mm-hmm. good. Yes. It doesn't have to go the way we think, in our opinion, mm-hmm. what we believe has to happen in this world.
Yes. When it first locked up on me and I was struggling with it, I thought, well, shall I call Chris? He's my guru on computers. Or shall I call Kimberly? She's right here. She can help me. And it's like every person I thought of or everything I thought of, because we have really mastered man's way on this earth.
Right.
We have. We've learned.
Or who to call.
Who to call.
We know who to call.
Who to call. Who to call. Who to text. Who to get in touch with. And it was like, no, let it go. Mm. Just drop everything.
And just let God handle mm-hmm. that circumstance or situation in his own timing, mm-hmm. his own way, not my will, but yeah. thine be done. Yeah. Yes. Another translation of Romans 12, and we don't have much time, so I'm just going to read this, is I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God. Live in holiness. That means to be set apart and just think differently.
Yes.
Experience all that delights his heart, for this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Mm. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but let yourself be transformed. Let yourself be changed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We'll continue with this.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yes,
the Lord willing. Remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. And during that time and in between, we want you to take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.